Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Press Start podcast. First off, just like to apologise to everyone for the couple of weeks off that we've had. It was a bit of a mixture of things. There was a couple of weeks where I had what can only be described as the mother of all man flus, where I was struggling to talk, get out of bed, all that sort of thing. So a couple of weeks for that, I just didn't have the voice to talk for very long. So apologies there. And last week, Press Start went on the road. We were hoping to record while we were on it, but unfortunately time constraints just didn't really weigh up. But myself and Liam were in Doncaster in England, so it's about 5-hour drive from each of us to meet there for a video game market, buying, selling retro games, all that sort of stuff with Retro Collective Europe. So really good weekend. So yeah, without further ado, I'll introduce Liam. Liam, how have you been the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've been good. Buffing up my collection a bit. Got a few more Assassin's Creed bits. Yeah, a couple of old Xbox titles. And yeah, just been playing through old games, really.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, just I didn't really pick up much when I was at the market. I got a spanky copy of Kiss Pinball for the PS1. Is basically the highlight for me. Yeah, if you want to tell everyone what you got and if you played any of them yet.
Yeah, I got a quite cool edition of Assassin's Creed Revelations. Wasn't so much for the game, but it's got big old encyclopedia with it, which is quite interesting looking through it, actually, how they've created this whole world with it. And I've got, what did I get? Alan Wake, which I don't know if people know it or not, but it's kind of a episodic type game. So you play through different chapters, and it's basically you running through woods at night, and all these weird dark things come up, which you can only kill them with a torch for some reason. Yeah, and then got an Xbox original Morrowind, which I actually brought off you.
Yeah.
So the third Elder Scrolls, which I haven't got into that yet because I'm still sort of playing Skyrim, so... yeah, and then I got Reservoir Dogs as well, which I didn't even realise they did a game for that. I brought it purely because I wanted to see how awful it actually is.
So you've not played that yet?
Yeah, no, I've not played that yet.
Well, look forward to hearing all about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's terrible, but my interest peaked a bit, so yeah, and then old PlayStation 1 title, Porsche Challenge, which me and my brother Ryan, who's also part of the Retro Collective, we used to play that as kids all the time, so that's a bit of nostalgia, really, more than anything.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, there was a lot of good pickups. If you want to have a look at any pictures or stuff from the event, we were using an Instagram hashtag. So it's hashtag RCE Doncaster 2017. So yeah, go on, hit it up, have a look, see what you think. And you'll get to see our beautiful faces, I'm sure, as well. So yeah, everyone's a winner, really. Obviously, quite a lot of stuff to talk about video games-wise. First off, we're going to hit what was kind of the inadvertent big release of the week, which was Sonic Mania. A completely reimagined version of levels from the original Sonic titles for the Mega Drive. Which, yeah, it kind of... I knew it existed, I knew it was happening, but it kind of... came out of nowhere for me, and just how quickly it was coming out. Wasn't really that bothered for it until we were away and I was seeing all the old games, all that sort of stuff. It kind of got the nostalgia buttons going a little bit. And yeah, I decided to pick it up. I know Liam has as well. I will say I'm sure you're probably further into it than I am. One, I've not had a great opportunity to get really into it yet. But also, I'm really, really bad at it. Like, I'm finding it really tough. so far. I don't know if that's just me sucking at games, but yeah, I don't know if you find that as well, like if it's just me that's finding it so hard.
No, I mean, I've only got to sort of Act 2 of Chemical Plant Zone, so I'm not that far in. But yeah, it's kind of weird. Like the Green Hill Zone, the bosses aren't what I remember. I know, especially on Act 2, you're sort of running away from a giant Eggman. I swear that was sort of nearer the end in the old games.
Yeah, well, that was the end. That's the final boss of Sonic 2, that robot. So yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's very much a sort of mashup and greatest hits. Like I say, it's been presented as a reimagining. I mean, I have noticed there's a boss at the end of every level so far, instead of just at the end of every zone. Again, I'm not even, like, I'm in the chemical plant zone. I died a lot. Like, I can't get through the first act of that. It's actually one part in particular that keeps screwing me over, and it's the sort of the steps that spin around slowly.
Oh yeah.
Every time I get to them, I die. Like, I seem to get crushed somehow, and I really don't understand what I'm doing wrong. Like, as soon as I hit them, he just pops up. He's dead. All right. So yeah, it's really, really peculiar. So I was able to get to the final boss of that zone a couple of times, and I was just getting destroyed by him. Then yeah, got the game over. Thought, oh, it's fine. I've got to continue. The continues don't hit you from the checkpoints, so I'm going to need to try and get through this in three lives. So. Oh, I just need to get a good chance to sit down with it. I haven't really had it yet. There we go. So, yeah, I mean, so far, you got a bit of a rating for it, or you have a sort of indication of what you're thinking?
Based on what I've played so far, I'd say it's like a solid 6. Because it's, the nostalgia is good, and they've sort of, they've updated the graphics a little bit, but it's a 2D Sonic. I'm not sure how much better it can get. But, yeah, I'll wait till I get further in. Maybe they'll sort of change some things about, and I'll think, oh, well, yeah, that's pretty good, and then it might go up. But at the moment, yeah, I'd say solid 6.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I find it hard to argue. I mean, it's Sonic 4 was really bad. I think a lot of people forget how bad it actually was. So, I mean, just for it being that sort of nostalgia kick, I think it's going to get decent scores across the board from people. Like I say, I don't remember Sonic being that hard. I've played them all since. I've completed them all since when they all came out for the 360. So I know it's not me. Or I hope it's not me. But yeah, we'll stick with it. Hopefully we can give you a slightly better idea next week on what we actually think and where we're at with the game. A couple of other reviews coming up on Press Start. We have Conan Exiles, which is a sort of game preview at the moment. That's downloading on my Xbox as we speak. It's a sort of survival-looking game. Looks a little bit like Ark. But set in the sort of Conan universe. It's still in preview, so it's still beta. Doesn't look particularly great, but we'll see how that goes. I'll give you guys thoughts on it. The other one is Oh Sir, the Insult Simulator, which I am extremely unenthused about, but if people want to send me codes for free games, I will play them at some point. I'm not entirely sure. It looks like this kind of weird button-pressing sort of mini game version of the insult sword fights in Monkey Island.
I kind of remember them.
I'll give that a bit of a shot. whether it's funny or whether it's terrible, Metacritic reviews for it so far are really up and down. They are sort of saying that it's a kind of really cute, fun mini game that you should definitely pick up because it's only priced at like £2.30 or something. But also people are saying it's a puerile, stupid, no more than a mobile game. So And we'll see. I mean, £2.30 for a few easy achievements can never really go wrong, especially as the developers were kind enough to send me a code for free. So, yeah, we will see how that goes. And the third one I actually need to touch upon, and I did get a review of this for 411mania.com, is Path of Exile, which is another beta. It's a hugely successful sort of Diablo-style RPG. It's done gangbusters on the PC market and the Steam community, so 8, 9 out of 10. I don't get the hype whatsoever. It's absolutely dreadful so far. The hit detection is terrible. The graphics are ugly. I'm just putting that out there. I don't really want to talk about it anymore, but there we are. So a few things coming up now. One thing I do want to talk about is the roster reveal for WWE 2K18. So you have, it's not new news that Seth Rollins is going to be on the cover of it. Liam, I know this is big interest for you. I take it you're already excited about 2K18 coming out.
This is all last year's edition, depending on how you look at it. I thought it was a pretty solid game. They got rid of that sort of showcase mode, which I wasn't too interested in the first place. I think it really just an excuse to unlock a few sort of old characters, which in this year's one, they did it by SP or Superstar Points. Yeah. So you just unlock characters as and when you want them, if you want a move or a couple of different attires or whatever. I would imagine that 18 is roughly the same, just with a few different characters here and there. I do hope they put in a few more NXT characters than they did last year. It seemed like if you did career mode and you had your sort of 10, whatever, top 10 challenges for the NXT title, that was about all you had in the whole game. But seeing as it was like the collector's edition was an NXT edition, I thought they could have done a few more. But that's me being nitpicky, really. Apart from that, I've seen the special edition, which is the Seen Enough edition,
mm-hmm.
Which you get John Cena, I think it's a Mattel collectible, a few sort of signed bits of a ring or something. You do get the season pass with this one, I believe.
That's good.
Which is why it's, I think it's about £120 or something. But you get the deluxe edition of the game, you get the season pass, all the collectibles and that. So I think if you've got the money for it, it might be worth checking that out if you're a big sort of wrestling game fan. I'm not sure I like Cena enough to buy it, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. Is that, you know, they're calling it the Seen Enough edition, which is a nice play on words, nice pun, all that sort of thing. But realistically, like, they are really polarizing people on who buys this now. I mean, I know you could say the same thing about like Finn Balor last year and all that sort of thing, but like, John Cena is polarizing. You know, people just go, "Oh, well, it's Finn Balor. That's pretty cool." People go, "Well, I'm not buying it because it's Cena." So. We'll see. I mean, it's pretty good that they're including the season pass. I think that's certainly something that more people should take note of and do. But what you did say was pretty interesting about NXT. That's actually one of the big reveals. We've got 47 roster members so far, and actually we've got a solid group of people from NXT already announced. And you've got Hideo Itami, you've got all four members of Sanity as well. You are also looking at, let me see, where is it? I've totally lost her name. You've also got, sorry, you've got the Standard alumni as well. So far announced, you've got the Bushwhackers, you've got the British Bulldog, you've got Buddy Roberts, DDP, Big Boss Man, which is good for me, actually, because I always like putting my Create a Wrestler's finisher as the Boss Man Slam. But there we go. You've got a load of divas announced as well already, including alumni like Alundra Blaze and Lita, people who we don't see anymore, such as Summer Rae and Paige. But yeah, there's a lot of people already announced. You've got to think that sort of this early, with people they have announced, especially if you sort of take away the sort of given roster members. There's going to be a huge, huge amount of names in this game. It could end up being one of the biggest rosters we've ever seen on a WWE game.
I think that's what they're aiming for, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the fact that, you know, Seth Rollins is on the cover but hasn't been announced as part of this 47 people yet, I think is a big sort of indicator as to how big this is going to be. You know, Bret Hart, Dusty Rhodes, Andre the Giant are all announced. I think it's going to be a massive one this year. Added to that, the fact that they seem to have done a lot of work with the graphics this year. I can't imagine the engine being particularly different, unfortunately. But yeah, like the graphics look great, although I will say that the Sanity entrance video doesn't look that good, I have to say. So I hate to say it, I think this could be another sort of placeholder entry in the series. But you're going to buy it anyway, right?
You say about Sanity, I thought the same when I saw Shinsuke Nakamura on the current one.
Mm-hmm.
His entrance just didn't have the same appeal that it does on TV.
Yeah.
Like, they put so much effort into, like, Balor, Triple H, that sort of thing. And then you get to Nakamura, which a lot of people saying he's got, you know, one of the best entrances today.
Yeah.
When you put in the music and his sort of movements and stuff. And on the game, it doesn't carry over. I don't know whether that's because he was a last-minute addition or not.
He was DLC as well.
You got him. If you got the NXT edition, you got him day one.
Right, okay.
So he was already sort of on the system, so it were. I don't know. Hopefully they make sort of the entrances a bit better, but if Sanity's not that great, then I don't know how they can get it wrong, because it's just them in darkness, really. So
yeah, I mean, it's just the characters look a little bit ugly, to be honest. That's kind of my problem, is that they've maybe done a lot of work to the graphics and textures, but they don't seem to have done anything to the sort of movement or anything like that. And that's the big sort of annoyance to me, really, is that, you know, you've got these really nice looking figures that don't move as well as they maybe should. And that's what bothers me about wrestling games. I'd love to say I'm not going to pick this up straight away, but I probably will. I did get rid of my copy of 17 recently. It's a weird one. But yeah, that's coming out, I think it's the end of September, I believe, for 2K18.
Yeah, it's usually sort of just after SummerSlam sometime, so.
Yeah, so let's see if we get an actual release date for that. So October 17th, 2017. If you're into wrestling, then by all means, I'm sure you've already made your own mind up on that. If you're not into wrestling, then I'm sorry for wasting the last 10 minutes of your life. Not a huge deal of news to cover this sort of last couple of weeks. One thing is, there's massive shortages in terms of Switch supplies. Nintendo Switch supplies stocks are running low everywhere, which is kind of surprising. I don't know if that is an indication that the machine's selling really well, or if there's actually, you know, they're kind of doing this to create demand. It's kind of difficult to imagine, really. I mean, do you want to make any sort of speculation as to what it may be? Or?
Well, if you look at Nintendo as a whole, they haven't got a great track record when it comes to stock. If you look at the sort of mini NES, mini SNES, people were crying out for them, and after the first one, you'd think, oh, they'd make some more, you know, give more people a chance, and it seems like there's less around, to be honest, than the first one. So, I don't know, maybe they didn't expect as many people to buy like sort of pads and extra screens and stuff, but who knows? It's Nintendo. They work in a very strange way.
Exactly. I mean, I've kind of found this out because I had a bit of an impulse to go and get a Switch, or at least go and look at one, in terms of like picking it out or whatever. So yeah, I went to Game, I went to Argos, I looked at Argos online, I looked at supermarkets, all that stuff, and nowhere had one. And because nowhere had one, I was kind of like, well, now I really want one. You know, now if they're sold out everywhere, then maybe they're just fantastic bits of kit. Luckily, I have since seen one. I don't like the feel of it. I think it feels kind of cheap. It looks like one of these kind of crap quality 7-inch tablets that, you know, you get for like £40 at Christmas time. So yeah, the sort of quality of it, I just don't feel is good enough to merit the sort of money that they're charging at the moment. I mean, when Game got some in stock, if you guys remember a few weeks ago, my flatmate Kelsey was on the show. She works for Game UK, and she sort of let me know that they had some in. She sort of said, well, this is what the bundles are. Because they're getting such low supplies, they're only selling them in sort of pre-prepared bundles. And the cheapest one was £460.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm just thinking that's an insane amount of money. I mean, for what they are, or what their RRP price is, it's like £270, I believe, plus one game. Like that's console money. That's fair enough console money. But when I'm only looking at wanting two games on this machine, and even then, I'm not a Zelda fan. I've just heard that Breath of the Wild's definitely worth playing. It's really, really hard to justify. So, yeah, I think if you're looking at say putting that sort of money towards a console, I think definitely save it for the Xbox One X. Although I am being extremely biased there. But yeah, so other than that, not a great deal to talk about. What are you currently looking at just now in your to play pile, Liam? Like what's your next couple of weeks worth of gaming?
Well, I purchased Batman, the Telltale series, because Xbox have got a sort of a sale on at the moment on which on it's on DLC and Episode 2 through 5 are classed as a DLC for some reason. So yeah, I'm playing through that, and it's pretty standard Telltale. I've got Skyrim, which I've got to try and get through, which I'm about 20 hours in at the moment, and I don't seem to have gotten anywhere at the moment.
That sounds like Skyrim, yeah.
Yeah, I've got Injustice 2, I might start that again because I've got a few more characters to download. Yeah, that's going to be it for a few weeks.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I'm kind of up in the air about Agents of Mayhem. I do have game credit, so I don't know whether to go with that now or save it up for a bit later on. It's not getting good reviews, so I'll maybe just hold off on it. But you know, Saints Row is pretty good fun, so I'm expecting it might be worth a playthrough. Yeah, I'm really up in the air about this one, so I'll maybe see how that goes. Other than that, I'm wanting to replay Wolfenstein, both parts of that, so New Order and Old Blood. I'm going to play through both of them before the new one comes out. And other than that, just hopefully sort of keep slogging through Sonic Mania and actually get the hang of it and start to enjoy it. So we will see if that happens or not. But yeah, maybe that you get to see a review of Agents of Mayhem next week. But, you know, watch this space on that one. I know that I've made certain promises before. but yeah, that's about all we have time for this week. So, Liam, anything that you want to say before we go?
Yeah, actually. Now, the Retro Fair Saturday, there was, and you'll agree to this, there was a bloke selling a humongous pile of Max Payne 3 special edition games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know why there's so many around there.
Okay.
It's because so many people pre-ordered it, they got the special edition, and then they looked at what was in it, and they all cancelled their orders. Because you've got a statue of Max Payne, which it looks awful. Like, it looks like some kid made it in sort of technology class in high school sort of thing. The face is quite distorted. There's some weird bullet keychain as well. And people just cancelling in droves that they wanted this special edition one. So that's why there's so many out there. You can go onto Amazon, eBay, you can buy one for a tenner. So yeah. I had to look into that because it was mystifying me.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Basically, every second or third person walking around had this massive Max Payne box. So yeah, someone was just selling them off in bulk. So yeah, very interesting sort of afternoon that gave us there, sort of questioning what the hell was going on. I'm amazed that that many people wanted a Max Payne statue, like, even for the sake of £5. Like, I don't want a Max Payne statue, even for free.
No.
I don't want a Max Payne statue. But hey ho. But yeah, so that was that. Sorry for the couple of weeks we've had off, guys. We'll try and make sure that we're getting back into it. And hopefully, as of next week, you will see me return to writing on 411 Mania Games with the return of the Gaming 5-1. We're just looking at crossing the T's and dotting the lowercase J's on that one. So watch this space on that. Make sure you subscribe to the Radulich and Broadcasting Network for all your gaming needs. For all your podcasting needs, sorry. Listen to us for your gaming needs. And Gaming to the Max on the Wrestling to the Max network as well. But other than that, Out After Dark 216 on Twitter and The Grim Fish on Twitter as well to get our thoughts on life and the universe and that sort of thing. So, Liam, thanks very much.
Cool.
Peace out, everyone. Thanks for listening.